She's in New York, they're in Libya. I'm talking about Haifa El-Zahawi and her students. Zahawi, a Libyan, moved to New York to study dentistry. She graduated and these days is job hunting. But on the side, she's also set up a school for kids back home in her country. Because of the chaotic security situation in Libya, schools there have been closed for months on end. So Zahawi thought, if kids can't go to school, why not bring the classroom to them? And the Benghazi Skype School was born.
We started giving free online classes through Skype. And as you know, it's not safe to go out for the kids. So, but they still have an internet connection, even though it's not really the best. But I posted status on Facebook asking the Libyan to help me to establish this. And I get a really huge and positive response. And a lot of people, they have desire to work and to help me. And we started with a personal account on Skype. After a week, we got sponsored. It's IT company located in Tripoli, Libyan Spider company, who sponsor us. Now, we do have a website. We do have e-learning program was loaded on the website. We also record the online classes, and we publish it in the social media, YouTube, and our website. It's much easier for the student to get the lessons whenever they can.
Mm. So you're in New York. If you're teaching mathematics, for example, do you have a math teacher who sits in front of the camera in New York, and then the kids in Benghazi, they see that, and that's their lesson. Is that it?
Yes. We try to make it live as much as we can, but due to the problems, connection is not really good. Electricity, it's another problem. So we try to record the lessons.
Tell me about one of the students, maybe someone whom you've gotten to know a little bit. I mean, just how eager are they to be learning right now?
And you can see their pictures in our social media's account. I feel like Benghazi school, it gives hope for people.
Hope.
Yes, hope. Yeah. And they really need it at this time, especially for kids.
And is the situation in Benghazi right now so bad that kids are not venturing out of their houses to go to school?
Yes. They're not able to go out to go back to school. It's not safe to go out.
Where do they go to sit in front of the computer and engage with the teachers on Skype?
From their homes.
I see. So everybody who has a computer can participate in this.
Yes, exactly.
I'm curious, are you at all worried about, you know, ISIS-linked extremists in Libya who
Yes.
have a big problem with education, they have a big problem with the sciences, and especially girls getting educated?
Yes, that's true. And this is the time to act on children's rights, to educate our kids. Only by learning we can fight.
You have family back in Libya. What are you hearing from them?
All my family is still in Libya.
What are they telling you about the situation right now?
Well, my family is trying to be calm when they call me, but I know the situation is really bad.
Do you think the Benghazi Skype School, I know it's important to have kids educated, but what role do you think this Skype School can play in the future of Libya?
It's a channel where all Libyans can communicate, interact away from any religious views, away from any political views. The basic aim of Benghazi Skype School is to help people and to incorporate Libyans who have the desires to work to build the country.
Haifa El-Zahawi set up the Benghazi Skype School. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.